Savitri, Book 5, The Book of Love, Canto 2, Satyavan, pages 392 and 393. All she remembered on this day of fate, the road that hazarded not the solemn depths, but turned away to flee to human homes, the wilderness with its mighty monotone, the morning like a lustrous seer above, the passion of the summits lost in heaven, the titan murmur of the endless woods. As if a wicked gate to joy were here, ringed in with voiceless hint and magic sign, upon the margin of an unknown world, reclined the curve of a sun-held recess, groves with strange flowers like eyes of gazing nymphs peered from their secrecy into open space, boughs whispering to a constancy of light, sheltered a dim and screened felicity, and slowly a supine inconstant breeze ran like a fleeting sigh of happiness over slumberous grasses pranked with green and gold. Hidden in the forest's bosom of loneliness, amid the leaves the inmate voices called, sweet like desires enamored and unseen, cry answering to low, insistent cry. Behind slept emerald dumb remotenesses, haunt of a nature passionate, veiled, denied, to all but her own vision lost and wild. Earth, in this beautiful refuge, free from cares, murmured to the soul a song of strength and peace. Only one sign was there of a human tread, a single path, shot thin and arrow-like, into this bosom of vast and secret life, pierced its enormous dream of solitude. Here first she met, on the uncertain earth, the one for whom her heart had come so far. As might a soul on nature's background limned, stand out for a moment in a house of dream created by the ardent breath of life, so he appeared against the forest verge, inset twixt green relief and golden ray. As if a weapon of the living light, erect and lofty, like a spear of God, his figure led the splendor of the morn. Noble and clear as the broad, peaceful heavens, a tablet of young wisdom was his brow. Freedom's imperious beauty curved his limbs. The joy of life was on his open face. His look was a wide daybreak of the gods. His head was a youthful rishi's touched with light. His body was a lover's and a king's. In the magnificent dawning of his force, built like a moving statue of delight, he illumined the border of the forest page. Out of the ignorant, eager toil of the years, abandoning man's loud drama he had come, led by the wisdom of an adverse fate, to meet the ancient mother in her groves. In her divine communion he had grown, a foster child of beauty and solitude, heir to the centuries of the lonely wise, a brother of the sunshine and the sky, a wanderer communing with depth and marge, a Veda knower of the unwritten book, perusing the mystic scripture of her forms. He had caught her hierophant significances, her sphered immense imaginations learned, taught by sublimities of stream and wood, and voices of the sun and star and flame, and chant of the magic singers on the boughs, and the dumb teachings of four-footed things.